From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Authorities throughout the state made nearly 900 DUI arrests during a 2.5-week enforcement period that included the Labor Day weekend. The Colorado Springs Police Department made 81 arrests, which is third among the participating law enforcement agencies. The total number statewide is lower than last year at the same time. The next targeted enforcement period starts Friday and runs through mid-October. The number of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County has risen 9%, according to a count from earlier this year. A new report from the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care expands on that finding and offers some recommendations. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The report's authors identify several gaps in the community, including a lack of affordable housing and a need for more low-barrier shelters, which don't require sobriety as a condition for use. Andy Peterson is development director at Urban Peak, which serves homeless youth in the county. He says Urban Peak regularly has to turn young people away from its overnight shelter because they're not sober.
We can't, at this point, work with that particular constituency or client as well as we'd like to. So that's a need that we're trying to address.
The report also calls for more to be done to expand community outreach, incentivize landlords to house veterans, and address racial disparities in homeless rates. Authors note that African Americans make up 6.9% of the county's total population, but account for 15% of those experiencing homelessness. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.